proclamation number 6338 dated the August 22nd, 1955. God's constant care for the human being. How often do I come close to you humans? How often do I speak to you? How often do I pull you back from danger and offer you my guidance on your path of life? But rarely do you recognize me. My obvious guidance is regarded by you as mere coincidence, and my words do not reach your hearts. You are unable to recognize me because you have set your sights beyond me towards the world. Yet my care pursues you. And even if you live within in the midst of worldly commotion, I will nevertheless not leave your side. I will just wait for the moment when you notice me so that you voluntarily place yourselves under my protection, so that, amid the joys of the world, you still feel your hardship and look for the one who pursues you and who can help you. I will not stop revealing myself to people. Even if success is very slight, if it is scarcely perceptible, I take notice of the faintest willingness to approach me, and then I will never ever leave his side again. My love motivates me into not abandoning you, even if you spend your earthly life in utmost indifference and don't try to find a bond with me. Yet I do not force your willingness to hear me. And this is why my words are so soft and unobtrusive that you can easily not hear them if you don't take any notice of me. They don't sound as loud as the voice of the world, which therefore finds your full attention. And because your will shall turn to me of its own accord, I will never show myself conspicuously, but neither will I leave you without small contacts. I gently push you onto the path where you, lonely and weak, look around for help in order to then be able to emerge and offer my help to you. I do not exclude any one of you humans as long as he is not yet found and recognized me, and since there is not much time left until the end, people will have to cover shorter paths, and these are far more arduous and laborious, because I want them to need and request my guidance. Strokes of fate will increase. People will still have to endure much adversity and misery because they are further removed from me than ever, even if I pursue them wherever they go. Until the end of their life I will not abandon them, and my blows will become ever more severe in order to shake them out of their indifference, yet their reactions are not determined by me. Nevertheless, one day they will determine their fate in the spiritual kingdom. For their will is and shall remain free, and even my greater than great love does not determine a resolve which chooses death, although it would have been able to acquire eternal life. Amen.